Definitely.
Okay, I'll hang you up.
Okay, are we going to have video?
We're going to webcast, but we're not going to turn it on for like about an hour to take battery.
Oh, it's going to be an hour before class. Okay.
Well, Wally's so good in speed. You know, he'll call me probably in like half. I don't know how long he'll call me. He'll probably come in like next 15 minutes. Anyway, we'll turn it on when it's close to the speed.
Okay, I'll put a note up. No problem.
Okay.
Die.
Okay, how do you go? How
do you go?
I'm Yeah, I'm going to go to the hospital. Oh, my God. I'm
please go to your Skype.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anita Didi Dendavats, are you there?
Please come to Skype. We can't get into Gmail.
Anybo.
Thank you.
Everybody, looks like no video today. Try again tomorrow, later.
Not only a Maha funding one for five. So, almost all the Maha people in the series get the power again. If the structural is faster, if the structural is faster, 100 for 87 we have to hold you up. After passing, what is our schedule?
Thank you.
वर्षा समुद्र पर प्रणाली जाते थे
और प्रोटोकॉल के पूर्ण करने के लिए श्री प्रोफेसर
अतिथि प्रतियोगिता है सब देश एक अधिकार एक
Therefore, the mind is very gentle.
because you are not standing with your holy hands, then how you can perform bigger sons? They are very true exactly as your guru has instructed. By getting in this step to Vaishnava and Bhagavan, you will achieve my security, you will become free from another, and when you achieve a mature state, then you can perform for the members of the Dharma Krishna's activities. Therefore, to be Krishna's men, there is conception of Abhurad. Krishna's men is done. Therefore, even Bhagavan led in Abhurad Vika, despite chanting Krishna's name again and again, we are not experiencing the systems of ecstasy. Because the name of the Dharma of Chidade Mahaprabhu is not like that. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is not as mercy. If you do not achieve in this life, our lifetime is completely useless. They are so kind and merciful. If you perform a little bit of logic towards them, then we can experience the symptoms of prema. Therefore, Krishna is so just. Krishna is a devotee. Mahaprabhu is more kind than Krishna. And the devotees of Mahaprabhu are even more kind than the devotees of Krishna. How Krishna may offend by stealing multiple mother and children, therefore she bound into the grinding mortar and gave him punishment. But even though such an effort was brought out, he would break every part of the house and should arise and food and be everywhere. Mother thought she did not do anything. Therefore she is even more kind than mother and children. Therefore, we are not experiencing the ecstasy of chanting Krishna names because we are taking the fruit of our previous offenses. We want to stay some time here in order to be done, and very quickly all the announcers and our lives will go. And once you taste the death of the name of Krishna. Yet in order to give us his instructions, to take us up on the Kimara, to give us the Kalan, and to show to hear the Dharma, to teach us any marvel. One time, Babaji Maharaj has collected so much tsunami, and he instructed these servants, the Adi. Oh, the Adi, this is going pleasure. Huge amounts of water food, and feed the dogs, and to eat cow off of this Gokamanda. Don't waste your money feeding the Babaji, because the Babaji's are engaged in a little connection with women. Therefore, we will give the last bullet to the dogs and the dumb. And lastly, we give it to the Dee Dodi Gras. Dee Dodi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests is that he has no joy or affection for the members of Navadvipa. He's going to be left them all and took some yas. And from that nature I got, he left Navadvipa and went to Kapila and took some yas. Because some of the members of Navadvipa had developed an offensive attitude towards Mahaprabhu, he had an open to rectify that, he went there and took some yas. Only five devotees knew the upcoming self-application of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was Sri Chandrasekhar Chaya, Sri Haridas Thakur, Sri Nityananda Guru, Sri Yamada Pandit, and Arada. So only these five devotees knew of Mahaprabhu's taking of sannyas. The last night that Mahaprabhu spent in Navadvip, then Shinahu, he brought one type of body. And there, being very controlled by the affections of Shinah, then Mahaprabhu carried out only two mother sashi, who grabbed it into what was his gear, part of the same name as Nil and Loki. That was Mahaprabhu's last meal. And the astonishing character of Sri Vishnu Priya, Mahaprabhu is the Lord Maya. The last night, the last day that Mahaprabhu was here in Navadvipa, he began lovingly decorating the hair of Vishnu Priya. And Vishnu Priya was most astonished since the 5 years or 10 years ago of the Lord Maharaja with Rama Hari, he had not manifested that type of open affection. Therefore, when she was decorating her hair, instead of becoming happy, she became absorbed in anxiety. Because that morning when she had gone to take bath, she had started her toes and blood was coming out. This is very inauspicious. That's the way she took bath in the Ganga. Her nose was taken by, it was given to the ground, the son of her marriage. That was lost. This is most inauspicious. When the husband leaves, when the lady takes up all the ornaments that were received from her husband. Therefore, Vishnu Priya was weeping, and she was asking Mother Sashi, what is fire? I don't know what question is written in my mind, what will happen to me? And not a son he saw anywhere to classify her, but she could not be classified. It's like a lamp just before it is extinguished. The lamp grows is very high. There will be some great good. Go to hide love for me, just like that. It brings you to a child's day just before completely extinguished. Therefore, in the month of March, month of December, January, very cold winter season, Mahu, he knows when to leave her. She took a determination, I will not sleep, but she slept by the influence of Yoga Maya. And as he might have the house, he left Mother Sashi. She was in such a state of impending separation, she could not sleep. She was like a tentative picture. There was Nimai being four times weaker than his mother, did renounce her put out on his head and left. And he came here to Nimai God, and half Krishna, half Krishna, he jumped in the cold water of the Ganga, and then he was not well. After taking sannyas, he returned to Shantipur, the house of Sri Aurobindo Acharya. All of the devotees from Navadvip collectively went to Shantipur for 10 days in festival, the design. But the only person who could not go was Vishnu Priya, who had a wife can meet with her husband again after sannyas. So how Vishnu Priya did Bhajan and separation from Bhajan? Every day she would say, God is praying, and chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And with her tears, she would wash the grain of the rice and keep it in a pot. That was cooked by the Sun Thakur and Senator, Mother Sashi. And they would offer that to the bigger house for Mr. Mahaprabhu. Then Mr. Guru would offer the Mahaprabhu to Mother Sashi, and what was left, which could not be eaten in the sky, Vishnu Guru would say that. Therefore, she is friend Bhakti Shukini, she is a man of very manifestation of friend Bhakti Shukini, God of Sundar. It is like she might eradicate separation from Krishna. How she demanded, how we should create and maintain her life and change the name continuously. And lastly, we came to Vaishnavacharya. There the four white names, Sampradaya Vaishnavacharya of Kalyut, they have judged from God of Sundar. And now we're instructed them on their various philosophies. First, she rapidly came into Vaikunthapur. There he began preaching his philosophy of the Shishta Vrita, specialized monism. After then, she Madhvacharya, he preached his philosophy of Sundara Vrita, pure dualism. And he manifested the duality by teaching five types of Veda, different Veda. Then came Sri Krishna Swami in the Rupa Sampradaya. He preached his philosophy of Sundara Dvaita, purified Buddhism, and then he Nimadhitya, who told his philosophy of Swahari Dvaita, natural oneness and difference between Bhagavan and his energy. Sri Sattacharya, who is the incarnation of Mahadev, he also came here with Mahaprabhu instructing him, don't preach your Mayavadi here. We go into the place of the devotees and all the institute here. Therefore, Sankarachaya also has darshan of Bharata Mahaprabhu here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted two things from each of the philosophies of the four Vaishnavacharyas, especially from Sri Madhvacharya. He accepted the spirituality of the deity, and he also accepted Mayavad Chandan, Madhvacharya's very strict rejection of Mayavad philosophy. From the Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya of Ravana Vishaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted 15, which was the idea of the country bhakti uncovered by Karma or Jnana, and also Vaishnava Seva, the service of the Vaishnava devotee. From the Sampradaya of Vinvaditya, he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the glory of Chidani Radhika, Radha Nishtha, and also the idea of the practice of Ravana Bhakti. And finally, from Sri Krishna Swami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the idea of the Yoga of Radharani and the glory of the Gopis. There are only four Vaishnava Sampradaya, the jars of conceptions that are perfect, but a little bit of Krishna minus, there is a little bit of magic in each of them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one from all four Sampradaya and manifested the complete Tattva of Asitya Vedavaya Tattva. The simultaneous oneness and difference between Bhagavan and me, both of their energy, both of them and all of them. entire cup is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a perfect Leela is carried for it. Virat, Navanavati, Ganga Mata ke liye bhi hai. Kyun Mahaprabhu ne kaha ki Ganga Mata ke aapko हम सब को चले पड़े कि तो भक्ति के लिए आपको मिले थे वो संतल लाने के महापुरुष की जन्म की याद होता है खपत को जो हवाई के लिए एक और एक सब की क्यों होता है इसे और उठाने के लिए महापुरुष विचार उसको पूर्व बदलता पड़ेगा कि बात आती बात और करा लिखते हो इसी के लिए सिखाने के लिए सफल किया इतने में से सेकंड टू को तो वो लुटी क्या क्या आया किस ताल का समझ के कभी कहता बड़ो बड़ो क्या लीडर क्या थे बच्चों बात अनुज बजरंग का संपाद अनुज बजरंग संपाद वैष्णव ये संपाद के बड़ो बड़ो लोगों के जाके भगवानी महाराज के ऊपर मिया कुदेश के जाते हैं मिया कुदे भगवानी महाराज हुई है एक सौ सैतालीस वर्ष सिद्ध हो आप सफल नृत्य कर पांच आठ सात आठ सात एक उसे एक हजार जरूर की जाए एक सौ मीटर सफल के व्यक्ति को भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर महाप्रभु नित्यानंद
किंतु अद्वैत शब्द का जो उन्होंने अर्थ किया वह
जीवन के कल्याण के लिए समर्थ नहीं है, उपयोगी नहीं। उन्होंने अद्वैत शब्द का अर्थ किया जहां दूसरा कुछ नहीं है, ना भी व्यक्ति वही क्रम जहां दूसरा कुछ नहीं है, उसी नाम की कोई वस्तु ही नहीं। ये संसार में जो कुछ विचित्र प्रकार की वस्तुएं हम देख रहे हैं, इसे नाना एक प्रकार की वस्तु है, इसको उन्होंने कहा ये कुछ भी नहीं है। ये क्या है? इस प्रकार स्वप्न में हम बहुत प्रकार की चीजों को देखते हैं, वहां शुद्ध दुख का भी अनुभव करते हैं, किंतु वैसे ही स्वप्न भिन्न होता है, वैसे ही हम उस शुद्ध दुख से मुक्त हो जाते हैं। वहां फिर उसी वस्तु है ही, ये इसी प्रकार से अविद्या के द्वारा यह नाना अनेक प्रकार की जो वस्तुएं बीच बढ़ रही है, तो अविद्या के द्वारा ब्रह्म में प्रमुखित हो गई है। शिक्षण अविद्या इनको छोड़ देगी, उसी समय ये तो बहुत प्रकार की चीजें दिखाई पड़ रही है, दिखाई नहीं पड़ेगी। कोई उसकी वस्तु दिखाई पड़ेगी नहीं, तो जो वस्तु बच जाएगा वो है अद्वैत। और अद्वैत वस्तु का स्वरूप क्या है? किन बात वह ज्ञान मात्र है, उसकी और कोई विशेषता नहीं। यदि उसमें विशेषता को स्वीकार किया जाए तो वेद के कई वाक्यों का सामंजस्य करना संभव नहीं होगा, यह उनका होगा। इसी उनका सिद्धांत कहा जाता है ब्रह्म सत्यम जगत मिथ्या, कि वो ब्रह्म में बनाते हैं। प्रश्न उठता है जो ये नाना प्रकार की वस्तुओं को देख रहा है, क्यों उन्होंने कहा यह जो जीव है, जब तक अविद्या के संपर्क में जीव रहता है, अविद्या के संपर्क में ब्रह्म रहता है, तब तक वह जीव है। और जब यह अविद्या का संपर्क उससे दूर हो जाता है, तो उसका जीवन खुद भी दूर हो जाता है। इसलिए यदि मात्र ब्रह्म वस्तु ही सत्य है, ब्रह्म सत्य है, जगत मिथ्या, और यह संसार जो हमें दिखाई पड़ रहा है यह क्या है? झूठा है। इसके तो वास्तविक सत्ता नहीं है, इस प्रकार सत्य में एक बढ़ने वाली वस्तु की कोई वास्तविक सत्ता नहीं है। सत्य में हम देखते हैं हम राजकुमार बनते हैं, जगने पर भी आप समझते हैं अपने आप को राजकुमार। उसकी सत्ता तभी तक है जब तक हम स्वप्न देख रहे हैं। तो स्वप्न क्यों है? हमारे अंदर अविद्या की वृद्धि के कारण। जिस क्षण वो अविद्या की वृद्धि करने के बाद दूर हुई, उसी क्षण हमने अपने आप को क्या देखा? हम राजकुमार बन गए, हम तो अमुक व्यक्ति हैं। तो ब्रह्म सत्य जगत मिथ्या, स्वप्न में दीप करने वाली वस्तु की सदा यह जगत जो है मिथ्या है। इसलिए जैसे ही अविद्या के अविद्या का संपर्क जीव से दूर होगा तो क्या देखेगा? यदि मैं अपने आप को जो राजकुमार या राजा समझ रहा था वो तो गलत है। उसी प्रकार से क्या देखेगा? मैं जो अपने आप को जीव समझ रहा हूँ, खुद को जीव समझना यह गलत है। मैं क्या हूँ? जीव ब्रह्मैव न भवत्, जीव जो है ब्रह्म ही है, उसका कुछ नहीं। यह संक्षेप में शंकराचार्य जी का मत है, किंतु यह मत जीव के पक्ष में अकल्याणकारी। उनके शताब्दियों के बाद श्री रामाचार्य आए, इन्होंने शंकराचार्य के इस मत का मूल खंडन किया। उन्होंने कहा अद्वैत जो है शंकराचार्य की तरफ से उसको निर्विशेष, किंतु अद्वैत होने पर भी वह निर्विशेष नहीं। और क्या है? सविशेष है। सविशेष का मतलब जैसे वृक्ष है, पत्ते शाखाएं फूल, इन चीजों के बिना किसी वृक्ष की कल्पना नहीं होती। यहां वृक्ष की शाखा, वृक्ष के पत्ते, इसके द्वारा युक्त जो बना हुआ है वह है इसी प्रकार से यह धर्म जो है तो बच्चे एक ही है साक्षात्यों के रहने के बावजूद ये देश एक ही वस्तु है। उसी प्रकार ये संसार विभिन्न प्रकार की वस्तु में इन चीजों के रहने पर भी वस्तु एक ही है इसलिए उसका माहौल है अद्वैत इसके अतिरिक्त दूसरी वस्तु नहीं है और अतिरिक्त इस प्रकार से नहीं है इस गुरु ने कहा जो हमेशा ही उसका विशेषण बन के रखे इस प्रकार सत्यों को विश्व का विशेषण कहा जाता है शाखाओं को विश्व का विशेषण कहा जाता है इसी प्रकार में जगत और जीव समुदाय जिनके विशेषण बन करके रखते हैं वह जो वस्तु है वह अद्वैत है
जो
प्रधान की वस्तु जो है शिक्षा का बेहतर भी अपने संस्कृति के बारे में इसी को आधार बना करके रामलीला का जितने संप्रदाय है ये बात आगे मुख्य महाराज ने कहा महाप्रभु ने कामना शिकार किया सेवा करो वही व्यक्ति में किस प्रकार से भगवान की सेवा होती है इसकी परंपरा गांव संप्रदाय में देखने को संप्रदाय का संप्रदाय के बाद इसको हमने भगवान के पुलिस को करना ही संप्रदाय का उसी संप्रदाय के अंतर्गत सचिव में जीवन का कल्याण करने के लिए श्रीमद भगवान ने यहाँ अद्वैत करने की आवश्यकता नहीं क्योंकि पांच वस्तु में वस्तु तीन है प्रकार और इन तीन वस्तुओं में पांच प्रकार के भेद के वर्तमान है तो प्रधानता भेद की है ना कि अभेद इसलिए उन्होंने अपने संप्रदाय के सिद्धांत का नाम दिया शुद्ध द्वैत मार्ग एक वस्तु क्या है जो जवाहरलाल राम संप्रदाय भगवान संसार उस संसार को ही यहाँ प्रकृति समझेगा भगवान की खोज प्रकृति इन तीनों में पांच प्रकार के भेद भगवान का जीव के साथ भेद है भगवान का विश्व के साथ भेद है जीव का जीव के साथ भेद है प्रकृति का प्रकृति के साथ भेद है और जीव का प्रकृति के साथ भेद है ये पांच प्रकार के भेद निश्चित होने के कारण उन्हें नाम भेद की प्रधानता है और दर्शन का नाम होना चाहिए द्वैत मार्ग इसका भी जो उपनिषद में जहां मिला यह है एक आत्मतर उपनिषद वहां कहते हैं इस इधर की वृक्ष कर तो नित्य वस्तु है एक वस्तु एक तो पक्षियां है एक पक्षी जो है वह जो विभिन्न प्रकार के धर्म का आस्वादन करता है दूसरी पक्षी जो है वह उदासी होकर के उस पहले वाले पक्षी को सुख दुख का अनुभव करता हुआ देखता है इन लोगों के पूर्ण समानता कभी नहीं है ये उनके लिए वाक्य जो है उनके प्रसन्नता का आधार है वह सुपर्णा संख्या जो पक्षी पक्षियां एक वृक्ष के सहारा हो जाए और वृक्ष है या शरीर एक पक्षी वहां कुछ खाता है लोग करते हैं क्या है अपने चलनों के द्वारा शरीर को उसका उपयोग करता है और दूसरा पक्षी उदासी भाव से वहां पहले पक्षी के द्वारा किए गए कर्म के साथ उनका संबंध नहीं होता है एक ही क्षण में कोई जीव सुखी दिखाई पड़ता है और उसी क्षण दूसरा दुखी दिखाई पड़ता है और ये दोनों ही चीज समान होते हैं क्योंकि दोनों को एक ही साथ सुख दुख का अनुभव होना चाहिए फिर ऐसा नहीं होता है यह सिद्ध करता है कि दो जीव में भी संपर्क भिन्नता है इस प्रकार प्रकृति का जो मिलाप संसार में है उसकी दो वस्तुओं में संपर्क भिन्नता है और जीव और प्रकृति में भिन्नता है भगवान भगवान सच्चिदानंद है वेट लॉस होगा। तीसरे आचार्य
सुख
सेवा को प्रकट किया और श्रीमद्भागवत जी गुरु की गई बालुमान मूर्ति की स्थापना करते हुए को प्रकट किया। यद्यपि उनके समुदाय में आज भी बहुत से लोग लक्ष्मी नारायण की उपासना करते हैं, परंतु मुख्यतया इसको उपासना देखी जाती है। आप गुरु जी का आदेश है जिससे आके क्योंकि श्री भगवत हजार ने मंत्र शिकार करते हुए शुद्ध को स्थापन किया। आज भेद के द्वारा युद्ध वर्तमान वर्तमान है
परिवर्तित हुआ है। यह है बात। जिस चीज So, this philosophy is very
when they speak of Christ, they try to speak about it, believe it or not. They say the actually that this is your world, that you, myself, that we're fat and unfat. We're filled and hungry. How would we feel? That from this perception of the need, that we can say that yes, that's me in the scriptures, but very good. But this is not the real perception. This is that you have a higher but from the transcendental, from the perception of Brahman, from the Paramahansa Vishwa, they say that actually that all this pride and that this is hungry. So, actually, Shishama Rishari presents this individual philosophy, but he's the power of Sutra because he's born by his glory. And also three people from the path of wisdom and so he's coming under the umbrella of the Vedas. And what he's done? He's a very remarkable who presented a Sutra Veda Veda on Sutra Sutra. But he is in a very, very, very common way, he has presented a form of Veda and a Veda. Because he says that there's great reality and unreality. That there's different and non-different. Now from the point of view of Brahman, that actually there's Abhay. And from the point of view of the living entity, then there's faith. But this philosophy is completely different. So to be seen, then appears to be Ramana Vijaya. Ramana that Anunda means younger brother of Ram, and this is Lakshman, who is the chair of this world, who presented the path of Bhakti. That is already the statement, he presented the sister of Ray. That all four characters, naturally they represent very beings of this world. It is the job of the living entity, and also the Supreme Lord. That always there is difference. What he says, Agwain, the sister of Ray. How is it the Shishman Vedas? He said that the Shishman Vedas, because that Supreme Lord, Bhagavan, or Bhagavan, that he is Vishishya, and the living entity, and the so-called manifestation, that this is Vishishya. That in a sentence, you have what is common, the noun, and then you have those so you have that which is prominent, the noun. For instance, you say it. The mid-tier house. So, the house. The house represents the Brahman. These are adjectives which are qualifying the house. So these adjectives which are qualifying the house is referred to the superior public manifestation and the living entity, Vishishya. That Vishishya is also dependent on Vishishya. That the Vishishya can never be independent of Vishishya. So, what he presented quality, a way of oneness that presented by Sri Ramana's desire. So he takes a prayer called Apikasthiti. Apikasthiti means inseparability. That is the presence, the big red house, that there is inseparability of the big red in relationship to the house. If you just say big, it has no meaning. If you say red, it has no meaning. But big red house, then it has meaning. So you can say that this inseparability means that the actors or the material proper manifestation and living entity will always be dependent on the mind. The next day is Mantacharya. Mantacharya represents Shiva's way. That we see pictures of Mantacharya where he has the two freedoms like this. Because at the time of the appearance of Shiva Mantacharya, the followers of Shiva Acharya, they were very, very nothing again, but they were actually very physically attacking Vaishnava. What to speak of the Vaishnava? They were attacking his own guru and his class guru. I forget the name of the guru and class guru. But what they did, they took his mask, the attendant of all the Sharma Chai, and they burned his mask. They took away his tenacity, Dutta, his today. It was so powerful. Mother started when they could get going. That we have to pray for hundreds of men. That one time he could have told that it was in the war. And they talked about 30, 50, very, very powerful. And they told him that wasn't. I was very, very powerful person. He's not in the war. Another time, they wanted to build a town. And they're about, they said in the book of the former Shemite tribe, they had 1,000 people who tried to lift up this rock. They could not. And then one guy, very peaceful, with one hand, who lifted it up and made it down. So now, we can very, very strongly say, it could explain that in this block, we explain there are five absolute and eternal truths of three categories. Brahman, Jat, and Jiva. That's the difference between Brahman and Jiva. Brahman and Jat. Jat and Jat. Jat and Jiva. And Jiva and Jiva. These five differences. They eternal. And she was not tired. She was so bent on defeating this policy of Shankaracharya that she was not at all foreseen on very easily, the oneness, even the promise of Jesus. He's just prophecy, but he has to deal with both of faith and of faith. Before him, that was his desire. He presented faith and faith with the protractors and successfully. Now, that is charity is even with the term exchange, sexuality. And there's a sexuality between Brahman and the material fucking manifestation. But when it came to the relationship between Brahman and the living entity, then it created a whole new concept. But it was not conceived at this point that this type of exchange of Brahman and the Jesus. What we learned between Mahacharya and the prophecy of the Mahacharya and the Mahacharya is that Mahacharya, he says that this relationship of the predominator and the predominator in the exchange that this but because he does not carry through in presenting this, the inconceivable relationship between Brahman and the momentary energy of Brahman and the divinity, then there was something moving back. That's not what Sri Ramacharya prayed to the Swami or Sri Ramacharya. And then that caused a big issue. Shudha Advaita, purified holiness. Again, he presents that the Supreme Lord is omniscient, is omnipotent, that he has so many different powers of manifestation, energy, and at the same time, he's able to be the power, whatever past differences there are, in his different manifestations. So, he presents the philosophy of the concept of Samvaya, that this Samvaya it means that the relationship between Brahman and the opponent, the part and parcel of Brahman, that they are philosophic, that is the oneness. So it is really presented as a diversity of Brahman and its many parts and parcels, but at the same time, that it's seductive in the way that Brahman is completely in control. And then finally, they this is the philosophy of Subhavik, Veda Veda. And Subhavik means natural. That there's a natural difference between, there's a natural oneness and difference in every part of the creation. And he gives the example of the body. And then this body is one unit. But this body is composed of hands, feet, head, eyes, etc. These are all part and parcel, and it's natural. It is Sobhavik, day to day. But the defect, what was missing in this philosophy of Sobhavik, day to day, is that if you have the whole body, and then this brings there's no defect in the leg, there's no defect in the hand, then that effect goes to the whole body. So if there's no effect and you'll talk to Brahman. That obligation will also come to Brahman. So, he said, I'm not going to follow them. And then, to the Jesus of Swami, to the Path of Swami, to the Book of Swami, then he presented a system very successful to them. So that is the conclusion. That what was missing in all these other philosophies, where did he send the day and the day? That has been so deeply compiled. And the final conclusion is here. Which is about this marriage. He quoted the verse from Sri Jesus Swami. He comes to Eva, Paranam, Sabhati, Achisya Shakya. Stop the name of the group.
Very important, you had a separate, but you never changed.
Okay. Ask Vasanti when she has time to upload the movie from today because something happened and I couldn't capture it.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't really have time to download here.
Okay, no problem.
Because we're out the whole day.
Okay. When you're done, give the tapes to Shamasundar and Vimala and they'll bring them back for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for your
support. Okay,
thank you so much for your help, Didi.
Well, sorry we can't do better, but, you know.
Oh, this is fantastic.
We're, we're trying our best. Hare Krishna.
Jai Radhe.
Welcome, Jai Sudhurde. Jai Navadvipam.
Jai Prabhupada.
You're